Hey guys, how's it going? Kevin Reeves here with a with an audio boo today that I would like to title "How I Got Fired from a Jerry Springer Gig." You know, I've been doing a lot of kind of personal music updates and everything. I thought let's try to inject some stories in here to get some dialogue going. So I was sitting at dinner with my girlfriend, and I was telling her this story about how I got fired from a Jerry Springer gig, and I thought this would make a great story. So a couple years ago, I got contacted by one of these sleazeball shark producers in Nashville. If anybody talks to me in a conversation and puts the words producer and Nashville together in a sentence, I immediately assume douchebag asshole. There are several that I like, that I have a lot of respect for, that I absolutely loved working with, but most of them, most of these kind of wannabe guys, I have no respect for, and this isn't a good description on why. So I get contacted by Mr. Sharkman, he is working on a record that is being funded by Jerry Springer to produce an album for one of the top three contestants for America's Got Talent in 2007 or 2008. I don't even remember her name. And he got in his head that he wanted to produce her a country record because that's what the only thing he knows how to do. And she's young, you know, she's pretty, and he thinks put cowboy boots on her, and you got a set of tits and a set of cowboy boots, it's perfect. You know, what more do you need? So I told him at the beginning of this, he wanted to hire me to do some basic production of some demos and kind of get some ideas going. And he had some songs of mine that he wanted to cut, and he wanted to co-write some stuff. And so I told him at the very beginning, I said, just let me explain to you how I work so that you're very clear. I said, I only fight for the artist. I care not for anybody else. And this is probably why I will never make it in the music business. It's why I'll probably always be a never was, because I do not care about the investors, corporate investors. I do not care about the guy who thinks he knows what art is. I only care about the artist and what the artist wants. And he understood that, I guess, or he sounded like he did. And, so he produces this, we produce this demo, and he was trying to do this country thing, and I said, look, she doesn't like country. She wants to do an Amy Lee kind of LA rock thing, so let's produce a rock thing, because that's what her brother started working on these work tape demos. They're rock songs, you know, mixed with a little bit of electronica here and there. That's what she wants to do. And I said, let's do it, because she obviously has a passion for doing that very well. So I produced this record, this little demo for her. And had him come in and play guitar on it, and I was dictating everything because I know rock music and he doesn't. And I said, this is, you know, the voicings on the guitar need to be like this because they're going to allow for these electric guitars to come in and blah blah blah. And we produced a very basic cakewalk demo that was going to be used to give to musicians. Well, he comes to me and starts railing on about how she called him to leave a message and said she wanted to hear what I was doing to see if I would like it. And it pissed him off because he said that she needs to know her place as an artist and know that this is being paid for and it doesn't matter whether she likes it or not. It's all a matter of whether or not we are happy with the results because she needs to know her place. Now I'm starting to get pissed. And I said, well, she's the artist. I mean, she is the right. That's her song. She wrote it. So she needs to be happy with it. And if she's not happy with it, I'll gladly fix anything she wants fixed. Because, again, I fight for the artist. I then was making plans to go to Michigan for my sister's baby shower. And he said, well, we're going to cut vocals next week. And I said, well, actually, I wondered, and I was very polite. I said, I wondered if we could push that to when I come back, because I'm only going to be gone like 5 days, if we could push that to when I come back, because I would like to be there for the vocals because I did a lot of riffage and everything that will lend itself to some certain things idea-wise for vocals. This guy was immediately incensed. He had never been challenged like that. He says, You bring me into your studio and you tell me everything that you want me to play on guitar. I've never had anybody do that in the 35 years I've been working in this business. And you've got my blood pressure just way up, and I